This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, halfway home on this Tuesday evening. 404-741-0929, that's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Odyssey app, so you catch us on the go. Social media is at 92.9, The Game. I'm at JMSH316, he's at the D. Lewis for real. We got Rankum coming up at 1040, so get your list together for us. I did have somebody that tweeted at me earlier today. So we already had some that came in very early on in the day. So we'll get to that one a little bit later on here. 1040, we will do Rankum as we do always on Tuesdays and Fridays. So we'll wrap the show up with all of that. Is JR Sports Brief coming up after us? Or yes. Is it some random fill-in person?
No, it'll be JR tonight.
Okay. All right. So we'll get to that at the 11 o'clock hour. Look, Strider has gutted it out. I'll give him credit. He's gutted it out. He's about to be through six innings. So five hits. So officially through six. Five innings. Six innings, five hits, four runs, two of them earned, three walks, 11 strikeouts, the one home run, and he's at 104 pitches. So he'll give way to the bullpen now at this point. Braves are still down 4-1. This Miller kid has been fantastic. Five innings, four hits, one earned run, five strikeouts, and one walk. And, you know, how many times have we seen this from a guy that makes his major league debut for a team and he just shuts down the Braves, right? Just completely shuts them down. Seems like we've seen this for 25 years and counting. So give the kid a lot of credit. He's been terrific. He's their top prospect, and he's getting it done tonight. All right, 404-726-0929. That is our phone line. Here's the question that we're asking you. Who's primed to have that McGarry type of breakout year for the Falcons? So obviously Caleb McGarry had the breakout year that we had been waiting for this past season, right? Got the nice contract extension. You know, he played really well. Was one of the top-graded tackles in the NFL, an elite run blocker this past season. Everything came into place. Whether he played with a chip on his shoulder because he didn't get his fifth-year option picked up, whatever it was, he came out with a big, big-time season. And so if we ask who's the prime to be the next McGarry, you have anybody in mind, Day-Day?
I don't know if I'll say who's primed, but because he's, you know, it's going to be his first year. But I really just have a lot of I'm looking forward to seeing what Bergeron's going to do.
Okay.
Yeah, I really am. I've done a couple of pieces for your show about, you know, with some of the interviews you've done. Like, I mean, everything is just kind of pointing to him. I know a lot of people, you know, are excited about Bijan, but I think, you know, Bergeron really is the one all eyes need to be on, because if he pans out, like, to your point a few weeks ago, this changes things. If this offensive line, you know, gets in, you know, even if they get in the top 10 of offensive lines in the
league. Well, they were last year.
Yeah.
I mean, they were so a top 10 offensive line.
They can move up from where they were last year. Like, you know, that's a good thing. So.
Well, my guy is Jeff Okuda. And I am looking forward to him developing into the player that a lot of people saw coming out of Ohio State. Number one corner drafted, number three overall draft pick. And look, he's playing for his contract life.
Yeah.
And, you know, with Casey Hayward now gone, so we don't have that competition, I do think that he is going to line up on the opposite side of A.J. Terrell. I think Clark Phillips will work in. He'll get some nickel corner coverage and things like that. I think Mike Hughes will be the same way. But I think Jeff Okuda is primed to have that breakout year. And look, obviously the biggest thing that has held him back over these last few years has been his health, right? He's been oft injured, and his health concerns have been an issue for him, and it slowed down his progress. But if I had to pick a guy for the Falcons, who do I think it needs to be is a different story. But I do think that Jeff Okuda is setting himself up to have a big year opposite A.J. Terrell, playing, you know, a regular schedule. I think that he will show people that he's worthy of a contract. It may not be with the Atlanta Falcons. This may not be a situation where the Falcons re-sign their own. This may be a situation where Okuda goes and plays somewhere else next year. But I think that he's motivated that he's going to have that breakout year. Now, that's who I think is going to have the breakout year. Who needs to have the breakout year is Arnold Ebiketie.
Yeah.
The guy who needs to have that big step up is Arnold Ebiketie.
Yeah, all eyes
that,
on him.
That
definitely.
He needs to be a legitimate, you know, potentially 8-10 sack guy on this defensive line. That's the guy that, again, there's a difference between saying who I think is going to do that and who needs to do that. Do I think that Ebiketie can be an 8-10 sack guy? I think the jury's out on that. I think that the jury is out on that. Can he be that kind of player? Does he have the potential? Yeah, he's got the potential to be it. I don't know that he's going to be that type of player, though. Do I think that he will be more than two sacks? Yeah, because he's going to start more than one game. He's going to start, you know, as you're one of your outside linebacker edge players, whatever you want to describe him as. But I do think that, you know, with the additional increase in playing time, his numbers will go up. I don't know if it's 8-10 sacks when all is said and done, but I do think that his numbers are going to go up. But I think Jeff Okuda's primed to have a big-time year, working with Jerry Gray, being coached really well. You know, he's got a lot of things going for him. Obviously, he's probably got a chip on his shoulder, sort of like McGarry did this past year. But I think with the coaching, I think with the chip on his shoulder, I think with his talent, I think the Falcons are getting him at a good time. And maybe he feels like, in some ways, and I don't know this to be true. I have no idea what his mindset is. Maybe he thinks that the Lions gave up on him too early. And that could be very much motivation for him. By the way, he's going to see the Lions come week three, I believe it is. Week three against the Lions.
Yeah, because it's right before four? It's right before the London game. Because
right
London
the
game
London
is
game.
Four.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah,
week
Packers
three.
Are two.
Yeah.
Panthers, Packers, Lions, and then the London game against the Jaguars. So I could see him very much being motivated, though. Playing against Detroit, feeling like the Lions gave up on him probably too early. Having a chip on his shoulder, having his health, I mean, being healthy, I think there's just a lot of things to like about Jeff Okuda. But again, the guy that needs to step up and do that have that McGarry type of breakout moment is Arnold Ebiketie. Now, maybe we get both. Listen, we may get both. We may get neither. That's the thing about this Falcons roster when you look at it. And it's the thing we've talked about with playing a lot of these teams across the NFL with what their schedule is, because it's a last place schedule. You don't have the sense of, okay, this team is arbitrarily going to be good, or this team is going to be bad, or what have you. There's a lot, you know, in play in all this, but I definitely think that Okuda is a real candidate to have that McGarry season, and he's going to parlay that into a good contract. Listen, maybe hopefully as we're going to have more money again next year, maybe hopefully that he parlays that to where, okay, he's a part of the Falcons for the long-term future. I wouldn't mind seeing that. I wouldn't mind having, you know, our two corners locked on, young, really talented for the next 4 or 5 years. Wouldn't mind having that at all, right? Because A.J. Terrell's about to get his contract extension. And I think A.J. Terrell is going to push toward a $20 million player. I think that he's going to push toward that. He may not get exactly $20 million AAV, but he's going to be awfully close when all is said and done. He's going to be awfully close. And if Okuda can develop and he can become something, maybe he likes Atlanta. Maybe he likes playing with A.J. Terrell. Maybe he likes Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot. And hopefully he really likes Jerry Gray. Because I will continue to say that the most underrated thing that the Falcons have done all season long is sign Jerry Gray. To be a guy who can mentor Ryan Nielsen, since Nielsen's never been a full-time DC. Yeah, he was a co-DC and all that, but he's not called plays. He's not been up in that booth or on that sideline calling all the plays. And again, that's something Jerry Gray can teach him. And then Jerry Gray, obviously, we talked about it before, he worked with Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas when they were rookies in Seattle, and he helped mold and kind of shape those guys. His trademark is being a defensive backs coach. So I'm excited to see what he can do. But again, if he can work with Okuda and he can get him to the level that we think he can get him to where he plays more like the number 3 overall pick, that's all good news for the Falcons. So I'll say Jeff Okuda is the guy that I think is going to have that kind of breakout McGarry type of year. But the guy that needs to do it is Arnold Ebiketie. He's the guy that needs to have that breakout year and surprise everybody and be a top-flight pass rusher. I think he can be that, but I think the jury is still out when you look at what he can be and all this good stuff. So, all right, when we come back, it'll be time for That's Life. Tips for teenagers on social media as given by the Surgeon General. Yes, given by the Surgeon General. I know they know a lot about teenagers. Anyway, Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, plus our top 10 as well. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Right Now to the Game, Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback.
I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it on the Chuckery Show, 9:20 from the Kia Studios. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Buzz Dumb text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app is how you catch us when you're on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And as always, best way to be a part of the show, follow us on our personal Twitter, or sorry, our personal Twitter pages at JMCH316, at the D Lewis for real. Have you seen that the state of Montana is, I guess, so last week Montana became the first state to ban TikTok for regular users amid national concerns over its ties to the Chinese government.
Yep.
Right? The law was signed into effect by the governor. By then, Google and Apple stores will be legally prevented from offering TikTok to the entirety of Montana. A fine of $10,000 will be imposed on the stores as well as TikTok for every single day they fail to comply. Now, the company aims to reverse the ban, which affects hundreds of thousands of users in the state, they say. To protect Montanans' personal and private data from the Chinese Communist Party, I have banned TikTok in Montana. Now, there's some talk about other states doing something like this, right? And obviously, look, they are owned by the Chinese. So there's no real doubt about all of that kind of stuff. And again, not, you know, besides just the all of the dumb challenges and stuff like that, and I saw this guy on a flip flop on a news story in Yahoo about this guy. What did he do? I can't remember now what it was. It was some kind of like cough syrup mixed with something else that he was. Oh, cough syrup on his ice cream. It was in Japan or China or somewhere like that. Might have been Japan. And he was mixing this high potent cough syrup in with his ice cream, topping it on his ice cream and things like that. And it's gone viral now that he's doing this. Like, how stupid are these people? How stupid are these people? And look, some of these challenges are deadly, right?
Yep.
Some of these challenges have been we've talked about them here on the show. TikTok CEO, I'm going to pronounce his name wrong, Shaozi Chu, S-H-O-U, then Z-I, then C-H-E-W, also slammed the ban as unconstitutional. Now, that's funny coming from a Chinaman. That's funny coming from the Chinese, right? Unconstitutional, right? That isn't is, that. That's I don't know if that's calling the pot calling the kettle black, but the Chinese government or the country of China discussing constitutional rights. Okay, the Chi-Coms weighing in on the constitutionality of laws. We believe that the Montana bill was recently passed. That is simply unconstitutional. We are confident that we will prevail. Well, I don't know about all that. I don't know about all of that, but anyway. But I wonder if more states won't be starting to do this. I wonder if there won't be more states that get involved in something like this. So we know the deal. We know the gig, right? I mean, they can't deny it. They can't hide it all. But, you know, again, it is interesting. Now, the U.S. Surgeon General, Day-Day, has 8 tips for parents and teens on social media use. Now, are your kids old enough for social media?
Well, obviously my daughter, she's an adult.
Okay.
But then as far as the boys, my 12-year-old, we allowed him to have a TikTok and Instagram that my wife controls.
Okay. So how does she control it?
Because it's all sports related. Because he's the sports kid, he plays also. So he utilizes it for, like, she's got the access to posting everything. He really technically can't post.
Okay. Well,
he has to get it from her, and then
that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they say tips for young people: reach out for help, create boundaries, be cautious of what you share. Boy, that's the big thing.
It's the thing, especially with TikTok, because I think that stuff disappears and all that. I'm not sure how TikTok works, but
I don't think it disappears. It's there forever.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Snapchat. Snapchat is the one where stuff would disappear.
Yeah, yeah. Snapface. So don't keep harassment or abuse a secret. Tips for parents and caregivers: create a family media plan, create tech-free zones, model responsible behavior. Empower kids. Teach your kids about technology and empower them. And I have this conversation with my daughter because, you know, look, I'm on social media, right? And I've got, and I don't have very many followers, but how many do I have? Let's see. All right, I've got 7,519 followers, right?
Okay.
So I think the average person on Twitter has like 300 followers or something like that. Right. So I've got a few people. I mean, it's not much. I mean, it's not Barack Obama or something ridiculous like that, right? I mean, you know, again, I've got 7,500 people that follow me. But, I mean, I get a pretty good amount of interaction on my Twitter page from people, and I don't mind all that. But there are knuckleheads on Twitter, and there are goofballs, and there are a-holes, and things like that. When you're a kid, you don't understand all that.
Right.
And I'm in a business where I've got to be cognizant of that. Trust me. Remember how we talked about the start of the show?
Yeah.
But I'd like to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If I could truly say some things that I wanted to say, whoo, boy, I would. But again, you have to be careful about pressing send.
Yes. Yep.
You know, my daughter got in trouble for something the other day where she was, you know, arguing with this girl and kind of threatened her. And she got in trouble for it. But,
yeah, you can't do that nowadays, especially.
Yeah, right. Right. I mean, it's just, you can't do those things, and you have to be more cognizant.
Yep.
And they're like, well, I don't care. Okay, but you'll learn to care. You know, you'll learn to care.
Yep.
You know when you'll learn to care? When you say that to the wrong person and they beat the living daylights out of you.
Yeah.
Then you'll learn to care.
Yep.
Then you'll at some point you'll learn to care and all that kind of stuff. So, again, it is interesting because And we've had, you know, we should, maybe we should get Mark Merrow's back on the show. You know, Mark Merrow does a lot of this stuff. Merrow has a lot of, he does a lot of stuff with school kids and things like that, anti-bullying and stuff like that. And of course, he was Johnny B. Bad, and right. WWE wrestler. So we've had him on the show tonight. So, or sorry, not tonight. We've had him on the show previously. So right. He's a good guy to talk about all of this stuff. So he invited me to lunch too when we had him on the show. Whatever.
Okay.
But anyway, so again, it is interesting because you have to monitor everything. I always monitor my daughter's TikTok account. I make sure that nothing crazy is on there.
Yep.
And look, when she starts, she's done some of these like lip syncing to songs where they swear and all that. I'm like, hey, you know, you need to watch all this.
Gotta be careful. Yeah.
You need to watch all this. Yep. You don't need that reputation or whatever out there.
So. Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So with that, tonight's top 10 list. So we're talking about teens and doing dumb things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Top 10 dumbest things you've done in your life, in the entirety of your life, top 10 dumbest things you've done. Day-Day, the floor is yours.
All right. So it's amazing that I kind of remember some of these things because I was young for a few of them. But if social media was around back then, I think my followers would probably be through the roof with some of this stuff. So jumping off the second floor balcony onto mattresses.
Oh, okay.
My cousin and I, this was up in...
Like Jimmy Snuka? I mean...
yeah, we found...
Or Mankind?
We found mattresses in the basement one day and decided to pull them out the basement and went up to the second floor balcony. We were like 6, 7, 8 years old. And we were just jumping. And I remember his older sister came out like, what are y'all doing? You're going to kill yourself. So playing hooky when I was like in the second, third grade. Now, I didn't really know... My cousin, he was like a year, he's like 2 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked me if I wanted to play hooky. I thought he was like, do you want to play hockey?
Oh, okay.
So now I'm just following him wherever we're going. Next thing I know, we end up back at the house and we're like hiding in the stairwell and we get caught. So
right.
Jumping roofs. So where stayed, there was like this kind of like a storage facility.
Yeah.
And we would climb the fence and we found a way to get on top and then we would just jump the roofs. Just jump in that gap.
Okay.
This one, I was in high school, and my dad probably could have killed me. I used the church van to pick people up and hosted a ditch party. So, you know, instead of going to school.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and I used the
church. Boy, you were kind of a rebel rouser when you were younger. See, I don't even have some of these good stories. Mine are more like philosophical. Wow.
This one? I was a little bit older. Hopped the martyr turnstile my freshman year in college.
Hopped the what?
Hopped the martyr turnstile.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sure a lot of people does that.
Everybody's done that.
But still dumb, though.
Listen, that's like 85th on my list.
Right.
Yeah.
Hit report cards for almost a year when I was in the seventh grade.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, almost got away with a whole year. Stuck my arm in an ant pile and just let a bunch of red ants climb up on my arm. That didn't turn out too well. Got my arm stuck in a space. So, you know, did you ever have a station wagon or ride in station wagons as a kid?
Yeah. Yeah.
So remember in the way back part, there would be kind of like the part that folded up.
Yeah.
And you could kind of store stuff down there and there was like a little gap. I don't know why, but I stuck my hand in that gap and it got stuck. And
okay.
I was so scared to say something because it was my uncle's station wagon. So I'm back there like crying silently because I thought I was going to get in trouble.
Okay.
Touched an iron flat on, just took my hand and just touched the iron. I was like 4 years old and hopped back into bed crying and then got a piece of macaroni stuck in my nostril.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, I guess I'm a little bit like more life-changing kind of things. Like for instance, I didn't take college seriously, and I should have taken it seriously.
Yeah.
You know, we would – one year we skipped class. We skipped our class, and my buddy and I, to go to the Indians' home opener in 91. I think it was 91. 91 or 92. The Indians home up. They opened up against the Texas Rangers. Julio Franco was playing for the Rangers.
Your Ferris Bueller on.
Yeah, yeah. We skipped out in classes and stuff like that. But I didn't take college seriously. So, you know, I was very nonchalant in my younger days about drinking and driving. I got a DUI at 18, and I was very nonchalant about it. And to be honest with you, that didn't even change. Because, look, a DUI in 1990 isn't what a DUI is today.
Right.
You know, it wasn't, it was a big deal, but it wasn't a life-changing kind of deal.
Right.
So that was, that I did some dumb things with that. Never being smart about money. Like, I didn't learn how to, I was always dumb with my money.
Yeah.
You know, I never learned about how to be smart with my money. And this ties into another one. Whew, man, did I, can I say the P word?
No, you cannot.
Okay. as in, like, urinating, that kind of P word?
Yeah, let's just not do it.
Okay, all right. So I whizzed away, let's just say, a lot of money in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was making good money even when I was, you know, for the time, I mean, 18, 19 years old.
Right.
And when I moved to Atlanta, you know, I was making pretty good money. And, man, we were always at strip clubs, nightclubs. I mean, I was funneling money.
Yeah.
You know, that's a podcast story, but I was, you know, VIP lounges and stuff like that. Like, I whizzed away a pretty good amount of money on just dumb things and stuff like that. And with that, I did not respect my credit, when I was younger, you know, didn't respect my credit. Yeah. I had credit cards when I was younger, had an Amex card, had a Discover card, and did not respect it. You know, I was just dumb with all of that kind of stuff. When I was a kid, I don't know why I did this, and I still have the scar to this day. I put my hand, I couldn't get my mom's attention, and I put my hand through the front door window. And again, this is like plate glass, right?
Right.
I mean, it's a plate glass window. I put my hand, I hit the window and put my hand through the window. I still got the scar on my wrist from all of it, all these, you know, decades later out of all of it. That was kind of stupid. And we didn't go to the hospital or anything like that.
Just let it heal naturally.
Yeah, just do what you got to do. I was dumb because, you know, Steak, when they were running $7.90, they did a contest at ESPN in Buckhead, ESPN Sportsbone.
Yeah,
they did a tryout contest, and my buddies were all pushing me to go do it, and that's where they found Chuck Oliver, actually. But I guess this is more of a regret, but I should have tried out,
right?
Just to see what would have happened. Even if I'd have lost or whatever like that, I should have tried out.
Yeah.
So again, because that's how I got into radio and all this kind of stuff. So, I was dumb in the way I treated some of my good long-term female relationships. I was not always the best boyfriend.
Gotcha.
Let's put it like that. So very dumb with people that I look back and say, you know, I could have built a life with that person or whatever like that. So, and I guess this is more of a regret than it is anything else, but should have had a kid earlier. I've always said I should have had a kid earlier. So that was kind of a dumb thing. And then not saving enough, not putting money away for retirement. I didn't understand the whole concept of money, and I've paid the price ever since.
I think a lot of us can
relate to all of that. So, all right, when we get back, Lauren Williams joined us earlier in the show, what she had to say about this Hawks upcoming offseason. Chuck, we're in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, not to the game, Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at it, Chuck Show, hanging out in the Key Studios with you on this, Tuesday? Tuesday evening. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our friend of the show, Lauren Williams. She is the beat reporter for the Atlanta Hawks for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can get all of your Hawks off-season news and reports. And Lauren is on Twitter, at WilliamsLaurenL. Lauren, as always, got all the letters and initials all mixed up there. But no, yeah. As always, Lauren, thanks for a few minutes with us tonight.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure.
So, you know, the Hawks really don't have a lot of open roster spots because they got so many guys under contract. Are they going to be any sort of player when free agency hits? Are they looking at being any kind of mover or shaker at all? Or do you think that these are going to be very minor moves when it comes to free agency?
You know, I think they're still going to try and make as many moves as they possibly can. They were able to shed, you know, a couple of those contracts when they moved Justin Holiday and Frank Kaminsky at the trade deadline back in February. And then you've got a guy like Aaron Holiday who was signed to a vet minimum. So you're right. They don't have a ton of roster space. But I do think that, you know, as they continue to look at what is ahead of them in terms of the draft and who they have under contract, like, you know, end of the bench guys like Bruno Fernando and Garrison Matthews, Zeke Krejci, you know, those are the guys that maybe they can package in some form and maybe move them to free up some roster space, but also maybe bring in some other guys who are a bit more ready to go as Quinn Snyder might need them.
So, I mean, we've discussed this 40 million times, Lauren. I mean, it's it is the question that we need to know is, you know, they're already in the luxury tax based upon their top contracts. Are they going to stay in the luxury tax? Are they right? I mean, I don't mean when it's time and all the talking points and, you know, all the platitudes that Tony Russell put out there. I mean, they're in it now. And if they're going to get better, they're going to have to stay in it. Is this the year where, okay, we get waist deep into the luxury tax?
Yeah, I just it's hard for me to see them committing that just because I don't think they have that championship roster that Tony Ressler has said that he would want to see before he's ready to, you know, sign off on them going into the luxury tax. So I do think this is the year that they try to move on from, you know, a guy like John Collins. And, you know, I've heard before that there are still teams out there that are interested in, you know, a potential fit that he might have on their roster. It's just a matter of what they're willing to give the Hawks back in return. And that's the big question, right? How much are you willing to give up for a guy who is making $25 million a year and has a player option on his final year of his contract in about 3 years? So it's just tough, but I still stand by that. John Collins is the guy that they do continue to try to move on from, and that does open up quite a bit in terms of cap space for them.
But don't you have to, you know, in – I don't want to say it's not a 100% match of the money, but you can't trade John Collins for 2 second round draft picks. I mean, there is a balance that you have to get back salary in return. And I look at this and I say, okay, I mean, the reason teams do some of this is they want the expiring contract so that in a year they can free up the cap space, right? Well, but we're trying to win now. Like we're in win now mode, and we're not worried about picking up expiring contracts or, you know, that kind of thing. You know, if we're going to trade John Collins or anybody that we trade, I don't care if it's Capella or DeAndre Hunter, you want something back in value of return because we're trying to turn the corner and, you know, become a legitimate playoff team.
Absolutely. I think that, again, that's the tough part of what they're able to kind of argue and command. We can argue that John Collins maybe upped his value a little bit in those final couple of playoff games that we saw the Hawks playing at the end of the season, but it's still very hard. I think Utah is a team that I've heard that is still interested, that they were a team that were interested in him at the trade deadline, but, you know, the trigger was not pulled. I mean, we saw that they were willing to part with Jared Vanderbilt and Malik Beasley. And as I said, that trigger wasn't pulled. But I do think that Utah has a couple of pieces that, you know, could provide this Hawks team with the veteran presence that I think that they missed this year. I think they need a couple of guys who are willing to hold, you know, the rest of the team accountable. And we just haven't seen that with the roster that they currently have. And you're right, they do have to at least pull in another team. Maybe it becomes a three-team trade as opposed to an outright match-for-match salary. We saw a four-team trade at the trade deadline when they traded those four second-round picks to Golden State, which they then flipped and sent to Portland for Gary Payton the second. So I do think they'll have to, you know, bring out all of their negotiating skills that we haven't quite seen them do. So this is a big free agency summer for the Hawks. So I think this is a big turning point for them. And what they do or what they're able to make happen in free agency, I think will tell us whether or not they are going to be competing this year or if the timeline is stretched out a little bit more.
Lauren Williams is the beat writer for the Atlanta Hawks for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Okay, I know it's pie in the sky. Okay, and I'm gonna think big though. You know, I talked about this last night on my show. Why can't we be in the mix for Jaylen Brown? The more I'm reading, it doesn't seem like that the Celtics are. And look, he's gonna get a supermax deal. Either he's gonna get it from the Celtics, he's gonna get it elsewhere. He's getting a supermax deal. So if they're not going to sign him, and he's got $32 million owed to him next year in the final year of his contract, why can't we be in the mix for a player like that? Why do I read about all these? Because, again, he'd be coming home, but I read a lot of things about other teams. I don't necessarily read as much about the Hawks.
Right, and I think that's because the Hawks have, in some ways, doubled down on trying to build around Trae Young and DeJounte Murray. I think, you know, Landry Fields said it in his exit interview when we talked to them last month that, you know, they are going to try and make this thing work with these guys. And I think that if you're trying to go after Jaylen Brown, I think you have to decide on who you're going to keep and who you're going to move on from.
Well,
I think that's what it comes down to.
I would tell you, though, outside of Trae Young and DeJounte, you can have everybody. I mean, honestly, if it cost me Hunter, whatever, Capella, whatever, Bogey, whatever, I mean, he's one of the best two-way players in all of the NBA. And again,
100%.
We need this kind of star power. Like, I know we're kind of getting on that fringe, and Trae is definitely a star, and I think DeJounte is as well, but we're kind of in that just fringe area where we have guys that are pretty good, and we can play with most teams, but we don't have those guys that are true difference makers, you know. And, and it seems like in today's NBA, you've got to have two, three, four of those kinds of players.
Absolutely. And then that will go back to that question that you had earlier about will this be the year that Tony Ressler signs off on going into the luxury tax, especially if you have Quinn Snyder saying that he's willing to really be flexible with where he pairs those three guys. I mean, as you mentioned, if they do decide to move on from Hunter, maybe you play Jaylen Brown at the three as opposed to having him be that shooting guard that we've seen him be throughout his career. It's just there are a lot of moving parts. I think that you'd have to be, or all of these guys would have to be willing to kind of, you know, agree to make this work. And if that's the case, then we might be in a situation again where it's another adjustment period that they said that they needed for Trae Young and DeJounte Murray to kind of fit together. Now, if you're adding in that third piece in Jaylen Brown, that might be another season that they need that adjustment period because you're asking these guys to kind of play a different style of basketball or play in a position that they may not necessarily be comfortable with.
Lauren, I know everything about the NBA draft is best player available, right? I mean, that's really the way you've got to draft in the NBA because, even after, again, we know what the number one pick is going to be, but after that, it's all a crapshoot. And in most years it is once you get past one or two or three. But is there any kind of draft strategy? I mean, the draft is less than a month away. Is there any sort of real draft strategy that the Hawks are looking at and based upon some of the guys that they're bringing in for workouts and things like that? Do you feel like there's some kind of strategy that's in place?
Honestly, I think they're, like you said, they're looking for the best player available. And at 15, that's just kind of where you are. It's not the lottery where you can just kind of take a guy that's there. You have to go for the best fit, best guy. And it's hard to kind of say what their strategy is, because throughout the season we saw Landry Fields and some of those front office guys in the facility in some of those prime scouting moments like March Madness and everything. But they were pretty confident that they'd done their work pretty early on. And so we'll just have to continue seeing where they believe the best fit is for this team. And that's going to be continuing to build around Trae Young and DeJounte Murray.
So, I mean, we talked about, you know, there's really not a lot of open roster spots. Are you basically drafting a guy to go to the G League? Is that what this is going to be, that the guy that we draft is going to end up playing in College Park?
I think so, especially because you have so many young, talented players who have been developing ahead of that guy. You have a guy like AJ Griffin, who we saw play a lot of minutes at the beginning of his rookie season, and then that kind of tailed off as the team brought in Quinn Snyder. Quinn Snyder's the type of guy that I've heard he doesn't necessarily play a lot of rookies. So I don't think we can expect to see, whoever the Hawks draft this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it. Chuck Rochow hanging out in the Key Studios with you on this What is this, Tuesday? Tuesday evening. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our friend of the show, Lauren Williams. She is the beat reporter for the Atlanta Hawks for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can get all of your Hawks off-season news and reports. And Lauren is on Twitter, at Williams Lauren L. William, sorry, Lauren, as always. got all the letters and initials all mixed up there. But no, yeah. As always, Lauren, thanks for a few minutes with us tonight.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure.
So, you know, the Hawks really don't have a lot of open roster spots because they got so many guys under contract. Are they going to be any sort of player when free agency hits? Are they looking at being any kind of mover or shaker at all? Or do you think that these are going to be very minor moves when it comes to free agency?
You know, I think they're still going to try and make as many moves as they possibly can. They were able to shed, you know, a couple of those contracts when they moved Justin Holiday and Frank Kaminsky at the trade deadline back in February. And then you've got a guy like Aaron Holiday who was signed to a vet minimum. So you're right. They don't have a ton of roster space, but I do think that, you know, as they continue to look at what is ahead of them in terms of the draft and who they have under contract, like, you know, end of the bench guys like Bruno Fernando and Garrison Matthews, Zeke Krejci, you know, those are the guys that maybe they can package in some form and maybe move them to free up some roster space, but also maybe bring in some other guys who are a bit more ready to go as Quinn Snyder might need them.
So, I mean, we've discussed this 40 million times, Lauren. I mean, it's it is the question that we need to know is, you know, they're already in the luxury tax based upon their top contracts. Are they going to stay in the luxury tax? Are they right? I mean, I don't mean when it's time and all the talking points and, you know, all the platitudes that Tony Russell put out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're in it now. And if they're going to get better, they're going to have to stay in it. Is this the year where, okay, we get waist deep into the luxury tax?
Yeah, it's hard for me to see them committing that just because I don't think they have that championship roster that Tony Ressler has said that he would want to see before he's ready to, you know, sign off on them going into the luxury tax. So I do think this is the year that they try to move on from, you know, a guy like John Collins. And, you know, I've heard before that there are still teams out there that are interested in, you know, a potential fit that he might have on their roster. It's just a matter of what they're willing to give the Hawks back in return. And that's the big question, right? How much are you willing to give up for a guy who is making $25 million a year and has a player option on his final year of his contract in about 3 years? So it's just tough, but I still stand by that. John Collins is the guy that they do continue to try to move on from, and that does open up quite a bit in terms of cap space for them.
But don't you have to, you know, I don't want to say it's not a 100% match of the money, but you can't trade John Collins for 2 second round draft picks. I mean, there is a balance that you have to get back salary in return. And I look at this and I say, okay, I mean, the reason teams do some of this is they want the expiring contract so that in a year they can free up the cap space, right? Well, but we're trying to win now. Like we're in win now mode, and we're not worried about picking up expiring contracts or, you know, that kind of thing. You know, if we're going to trade John Collins or anybody that we trade, I don't care if it's Capella or DeAndre Hunter, you want something back in value of return because we're trying to, you know, we're trying to turn the corner and, you know, become a legitimate playoff team.
Absolutely. I think that, again, that's the tough part of what they're able to kind of argue and command. We can argue that John Collins maybe upped his value a little bit in those final couple of playoff games that we saw the Hawks playing at the end of the season, but it's still very hard. I think Utah is a team that I've heard that is still interested, that they were a team that were interested in him at the trade deadline, but, you know, the trigger was not pulled. I mean, we saw that they were willing to part with Jared Vanderbilt and Malik Beasley. And as I said, that trigger wasn't pulled. But I do think that Utah has a couple of pieces that, you know, could provide this Hawks team with the veteran presence that I think that they missed this year. I think they need a couple of guys who are willing to hold, you know, the rest of the team accountable, and we just haven't seen that with the roster that they currently have. And you're right, they do have to at least pull in another team. Maybe it becomes a three-team trade as opposed to an outright match-for-match salary. We saw a four-team trade at the trade deadline when they traded those four second-round picks to Golden State, which they then flipped and sent to Portland for Gary Payton the second. So I do think they'll have to, you know, bring out all of their negotiating skills that we haven't quite seen them do. So this is a big free agency summer for the Hawks. So I think this is a big turning point for them. And what they do or what they're able to make happen in free agency, I think will tell us whether or not they are going to be competing this year or if the timeline is stretched out a little bit more.
Lauren Williams is the beat writer for the Atlanta Hawks for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Okay, I know it's pie in the sky. Okay, and I'm gonna think big though. You know, I talked about this last night on my show. Why can't we be in the mix for Jaylen Brown? The more I'm reading, it doesn't seem like that the Celtics are. And look, he's gonna get a supermax deal. Either he's gonna get it from the Celtics, he's gonna get it elsewhere. He's getting a supermax deal. So if they're not going to sign him, and he's got $32 million owed to him next year in the final year of his contract, why can't we be in the mix for a player like that? Why do I read about all these? Because, again, he'd be coming home, but I read a lot of things about other teams. I don't necessarily read as much about the Hawks.
Right, and I think that's because the Hawks have, in some ways, doubled down on trying to build around Trae Young and DeJounte Murray. I think, you know, Landry Fields said it in his exit interview when we talked to them last month that, you know, they are going to try and make this thing work with these guys. And I think that if you're trying to go after Jaylen Brown, I think you have to decide on who you're going to keep and who you're going to move on from.
Well,
I think that's what it comes down to.
I would tell you, though, outside of Trae Young and DeJounte, you can have everybody. I mean, honestly, if it cost me Hunter, whatever, Capella, whatever, Bogey, whatever, I mean, he's one of the best two-way players in all of the NBA. And again,
100%.
We need this kind of star power. Like, I know we're kind of getting on that fringe, and Trae is definitely a star, and I think DeJounte is as well, but we're kind of in that just fringe area where we have guys that are pretty good, and we can play with most teams, but we don't have those guys that are true difference makers, you know, and it seems like in today's NBA, you've got to have two, three, four of those kinds of players.
Absolutely. And then that will go back to that question that you had earlier about, will this be the year that Tony Ressler signs off on going into the luxury tax, especially if you have Quinn Snyder saying that he's willing to really be flexible with where he pairs those three guys. I mean, as you mentioned, if they do decide to move on from Hunter, maybe you play Jaylen Brown at the three as opposed to having him be that shooting guard that we've seen him be throughout his career. It's just there are a lot of moving parts. I think that you'd have to be, or all of these guys would have to be willing to kind of, you know, agree to make this work. And if that's the case, then we might be in a situation again where it's another adjustment period that they said that they needed for Trae Young and DeJounte Murray to kind of fit together. Now, if you're adding in that third piece in Jaylen Brown, that might be another season that they need that adjustment period because you're asking these guys to kind of play a different style of basketball or play in a position that they may not necessarily be comfortable with.
Lauren, I know everything about the NBA draft is best player available, right? I mean, that's really the way you've got to draft in the NBA because, even after, again, we know what the number one pick is going to be, but after that, it's all a crapshoot. And in most years, it is once you get past one or two or three. But is there any kind of draft strategy? I mean, the draft is less than a month away. Is there any sort of real draft strategy that the Hawks are looking at, and based upon some of the guys that they're bringing in for workouts and things like that? Do you feel like there's some kind of strategy that's in place?
Honestly, I think they're, like you said, they're looking for the best player available. And at 15, that's just kind of where you are. It's not the lottery where you can just kind of take a guy that's there. You have to go for the best fit, best guy. And it's hard to kind of say what their strategy is, because throughout the season we saw Landry Fields and some of those front office guys in the facility in some of those prime scouting moments like March Madness and everything. But they were pretty confident that they'd done their work pretty early on. And so we'll just have to continue seeing where they believe the best fit is for this team. And that's going to be continuing to build around Trae Young and DeJounte Murray.
So, I mean, we talked about there's really not a lot of open roster spots. Are you basically drafting a guy to go to the G League? Is that what this is going to be, that the guy that we draft is going to end up playing in College Park?
I think so, especially because you have so many young, talented players who have been developing ahead of that guy. You have a guy like AJ Griffin, who we saw play a lot of minutes at the beginning of his rookie season, and then that kind of tailed off as the team brought in Quinn Snyder. Quinn Snyder's the type of guy that I've heard he doesn't necessarily play a lot of rookies. So I don't think we can expect to see, whoever the Hawks draft this draft year playing a lot of minutes in the rotation. I think, you know, they'll probably spend a lot of their time, like you said, in College Park.
Lauren, last thing for you. You know, if they're not going to go into the luxury tax with all of this, how do you get better? I mean, you almost have to draft and get lucky if you're not going to go in. I mean, you know, I know we talked about being Golden State a few years ago with Travis Schlenk, and they drafted their guys, but you know, you don't always get to draft Steph and Clay and Draymond. I mean, it doesn't work out that way. How do you get better if we're not going to get ourselves in the luxury tax? Can Quinn Snyder coach everybody up who's younger and less expensive? I mean, is that going to be the philosophy if they're not going in the luxury tax?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can kind of see with the reported moves that they've been making in terms of their coaching staff that they're putting a pretty big emphasis on development. You have a guy like Mike Bray, who was just in the college ranks and can most likely relate to a lot of these younger guys in helping them to develop their game. And so I think that's kind of what the plan is. We've seen that they put a big emphasis on development, and that's one of the reasons that they moved on from Coach Nate McMillan, you know, during the middle of the season. They wanted to make sure that everyone was on the same page and that there was continued development, not just for some of those young guys, but the older veterans as well.
Lauren Williams, she covers the Atlanta Hawks for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Check out all of her work at AJC.com. Join me on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You can follow her on her Twitter page, at Williams Lauren L. Lauren, as always, appreciate a few minutes here. We will certainly talk as we get closer to the draft, and we'll see what happens with the offseason as it progresses along.
All right. Thank you so much.
You got it. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.